Northwestern Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and I am joined by Dr. Latasha Nelson, Associate Professor of Obstetrics and Gynecology in the Division of Maternal-Fetal Medicine at Northwestern Medicine. Welcome, Dr. Nelson.
Hi, Beyonce. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
And I'm quite sure our listening audience is very happy to have you as well, so we can get more information about managing high-risk pregnancies. So, Dr. Nelson, what is the definition of a high-risk pregnancy, and how common are they?
So a high-risk pregnancy is any pregnancy outside of the normal, young, singleton, healthy pregnancy. It could be high-risk because of mama reasons, meaning mom has chronic health problems like diabetes or hypertension or lupus, or it could be high-risk for baby reasons because there's multiples like twins or triplets or babies are having medical problems. Any of these things can constitute a high-risk pregnancy. In terms of how often or how common are high-risk pregnancies, it makes up about 10 to 15% of all pregnancies.
Interesting. And I understand that African-American women are 3 times more likely to have a high-risk pregnancy. Why is that?
There are many reasons, and I think that's the eternal question. We know that historically, African-American women are disproportionately affected by health disparities. We have higher rates of hypertension and diabetes, but we know that it's deeper than that. Women of color are treated differently in the healthcare system, and therefore we recognize things a little bit later. And so that in turn can impact the outcome of the pregnancy.
What are the risk factors and prevention tactics for a high-risk pregnancy?
Risk factors. So I think the single most important thing that women need to do is to take care of themselves when they're not pregnant. Oftentimes when women come into my office, we're diagnosing things like diabetes and hypertension and lupus during the pregnancy. And had we recognized these problems prior to conception or prior to the woman becoming pregnant, we could have improved mom's health, thereby improving the health of the pregnancy. Just being mindful, getting your health maintenance, your regular checkups, and not allowing that pregnancy to be the only time that you see a provider.
That makes a lot of sense. Are there signs and symptoms of high-risk pregnancies that listeners should be aware of?
So signs and symptoms, I would say things like hypertension. So one thing that we often see is preeclampsia or high-risk or hypertension of pregnancy. So if during your pregnancy you're noting rapid weight gain, you're noting headaches that don't go away with Tylenol, just not feeling normal, not feeling like your baseline, these are things you should reach out to your provider to investigate.
This is Northwestern Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, joined by Dr. Latasha Nelson, Associate Professor of Obstetrics and Gynecology in the Division of Maternal-Fetal Medicine at Northwestern Medicine. We're discussing managing high-risk pregnancies. And Dr. Nelson, how do you diagnose and monitor a high-risk pregnancy?
So a lot of that depends on what the high-risk issue is. On the first prenatal visit, we sent a whole panel of labs, and we're looking for things like anemia. We're looking for things like unrecognized diabetes. We're looking for kidney disease and all of these things so that we establish a baseline so we can know what's normal for this particular patient so that as the pregnancy wears on, we know which women we're going to have to see more frequently, which women are going to need additional ultrasounds to monitor, say, fetal growth, which women are going to need special tests that look for genetic problems that may impact the pregnancy.
Dr. Nelson, if someone does have a high-risk pregnancy, what does the maternal-fetal medicine program at Northwestern Medicine offer that's different from a traditional OBGYN?
So the maternal-fetal medicine program at Northwestern is a little bit different because here at Northwestern, we not only see the women and do consultative services, but we care for them through the duration of their pregnancy and subsequent pregnancies. We will be the providers that do the ultrasound that make sure that the babies are growing healthy. We're the providers that are going to ultimately deliver their babies in the hospital. Our office is a little bit different than your routine OB gynae office because we have more time. Our office sessions are longer because we know that there are complex issues and questions that patients may have. That's what makes our office a little bit special, I like to think.
Sounds pretty special to me. And finally, Dr. Nelson, what advice would you give to a woman who's managing a high-risk pregnancy?
Don't be afraid to ask for help. You have providers all around you who can assist you so that you can keep your patients, but that you can provide the best care that that patient may need.
Great information as always. Thank you, Dr. Latasha Nelson, Associate Professor of Obstetrics and Gynecology in the Division of Maternal Fetal Medicine at Northwestern Medicine. This is Northwestern Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox. Thanks for listening.